Now for our first feature. The British Archive for Contemporary Writing is based at the UEA. Rowan Mantell's article in the Evening News tells us more about it, and here is Chris Gillam to read it.
Correspondence from novelists Graham Greene and Roald Dahl, notes by poet W.B. Yeats, and love letters from Doris Lessing are just a few of the treasures stored in temperature-controlled vaults at the University of East Anglia. There is also a rejection letter for the book which became a worldwide bestseller and classic film, Babe, the early work of authors who went on to win Nobel Prizes for Literature, and the speedos of wild swimming enthusiast and nature writer Roger Deakin. The British Archive for Contemporary Writing is just a year old, but is already gaining an international reputation. Writing about the natural world is emerging as a particular specialism, with writer and broadcaster Richard Mabey promising his papers to the archive, which already looks after material from W.G. Sebald and Roger Deakin. The latest nature writer to donate material is award-winning author, naturalist and environmental activist Mark Cocker. The archive was set up to collect material from 1945 onwards, but has acquired some earlier documents too, including an unpublished script from Peter Pan author J.M. Barrie, sent to a woman Barrie describes as my incomparable Wendy. The growing collection of authors' notes, manuscripts, correspondence and related material is open to all. Visitors include biographers, academics, students and members of the public. Archivist Justine Mann said there is lots of correspondence between writers and their agents and publishers, and this allows fledgling writers an opportunity to see firsthand both the rejection slips and the eventual acceptance and publication. She said people are interested in how the final version of a book emerges from many drafts, or with nature writing, how language is described is used to describe the natural world. There are also the early submissions of students on the university's famous creative writing degrees, a metaphorical goldmine for people keen to discover what makes the courses so successful. The University of East Anglia already has an international reputation for creative writing and is home to the British Centre for Literary Translation, as well as the National Archive of Contemporary Writing. There will also be an exhibition of some of its crime writing material as part of the International Norwich Crime Writing Festival, held in Norwich from September the 15th to September the 18th.